Please leave your message after the tone.
Baby, I gotta say that phone sex with you is amazing. Oh my god. Listening to you come just, it brings out something primal, something animal and wild in me. And you know, there have been times when I've come harder on the phone with you than during actual sex. Oh, it really sucks that we live so far apart. I still can't believe how we met. Just by pure chance online, we started talking, just messages at first. You flirting shamelessly, me slowly coming more and more out of my shell for you. Then it escalated to pictures. I remember that first glimpse of your cock. Oh, so fucking thick and hard for me. I couldn't help but stare, my hand automatically drifting to my clit. You told me it was my photos that made you like that. Those little snaps I sent to you as I got braver and braver with each day of you telling me how fucking bad you wanted me. You told me you stroked it to those photos of my lips, full and moist with my tongue running over them. So hungry for your cock. Then my breasts spilling out from my bra as I dared to bear more and more flesh for you. And eventually my fingers inside of myself, showing you exactly how wet I was for you, how spread and ready my little pussy was for you to destroy it like you would. You sent photos of yourself coming for me, exploding, soaking yourself in cum that I just wanted so badly to taste. I fucking ached to get on my knees for you, suck you dry, lick you clean. Things escalated to texting. Every day we tossed messages back and forth, tormenting each other and ourselves. Oh my god. The delicious agony of being stuck at work, seeing my phone light up, and then sneaking off to be alone as I read your thoughts, your plans for my body. And then we finally talked on the phone. Oh god. That fucking voice of yours. I couldn't believe how hard you made me laugh. And then come. Oh my god. The chemistry was so easy. We'd talk for hours about life, about everything and nothing. And then seamlessly, in the space of a breath, the conversation would ignite and turn to that burning lust we have for each other. The dirty thoughts we couldn't get out of our heads. We drove each other crazy, describing what we'd do if we were together in the same room. Our breath fast as we played with ourselves, imagining being able to actually touch each other, to ravage each other, to act out every single fantasy we talked about. Me on all fours taking your belt across my ass, or both of us outside like horny teenagers in your car, or bringing some little slut home from the bar with us to be our toy. Oh, fuck. I want all of it, baby. I want it all. And now I'm on the plane. Whew, the realization that I'm only hours away from being able to touch you, feel you, finally get you inside me. Oh my god. It's ecstasy and torture at the same time. we never knew if we'd ever have our moment, and I can't even believe it now. The lights on the plane are dim, and everyone around me is sleeping. But I can't fucking sit still. I've got a blanket over me to hide what my hands are doing. Because, baby, I cannot keep from rubbing my clit as I flick through the pictures and messages from the last few days. The dirty texts we sent. The anticipation built up between us. Oh, God, sparking like dynamite. Oh, fuck. I cannot wait to just let all this pent-up frustration out. Take it out on your body. Ride you until we're both totally spent. We talked about it so many times. We've even joked about how long it'll take us to start ripping at each other's clothes. I wonder if we'll make small talk. I don't know, will we go to the bar? Will it be awkward? I don't think so. I mean, personally, I don't think I'll make it beyond the parking lot without pressing my whole body to yours and letting my hands run wild. Fuck. Maybe I'll blow you in your car right then and there. Maybe we'll wait out the drive home. The air between us fucking sizzling with nervous anticipation. Both of us quietly going insane. The journey feeling like centuries because all we want to do is just get naked behind a closed door and be all over each other. God, we've wanted it for so long. I feel like there might actually be sparks when our skin touches. I can't wait to get that door shut and get your belt off. Get down on my knees and take you in my mouth for the first time. Oh, God. I feel you swell and twitch as my head moves back and forth. Giving my mouth to you exactly how you told me you like it. My eyes looking up at you, full of desire and relief and satisfaction at finally having you. I just want to eat up your cum there and then. You know I'm so greedy for it, baby. But I know you'd want to fuck. And I know there'd be no stopping you. You've described so many times how you would take me on every flat surface in your apartment. Your bed, the floor, pinning me up against the wall, my legs wrapped around you. Fuck, baby. Oh, I cannot wait. I want to feel you come, not just hear it. Feel it for real in my pussy, in my mouth, taking your seed in me and on me, letting you use me and play with me, fucking mark me, seeing your face as you finally get to just stare at all of me close up, no longer just a photograph. Baby, I want to see you come for me so fucking bad. God, just picturing you there at the arrival gate, smiling that smile that has melted me from my screen for so long. Dirty little sparkle in those crazy blue eyes. I have to admit, I probably wouldn't be able to resist risking a sneaky peek downward in those first few seconds, wondering if you were hard for me already. This feels like a dream, but soon, soon, baby, after all the months of waiting, being fucking desperate for each other. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. I've tried to edge. I tried to wait, but it's all too much. My God. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I can't fucking wait. Oh. when I land, baby.
Lies out from the flight deck, first officer speaking. We've begun our initial ascent into New York's JFK Airport. Showing about 100 miles out, we'll have.